Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Sacred Woman, A Guide to Healing the Feminine Body, Mind, and Spirit by Queen Afua. Is a self-help and holistic wellness book centered on women's healing through the integration of body, mind, and spirit. Rooted in African diasporic spirituality, Kemetic teachings, and plant-based health practices, the book presents womb wellness as the foundation of feminine vitality and self-understanding. Rather than treating health as only a medical issue, Queen Afua frames it as a comprehensive life practice shaped by food, language, ritual, relationships, and spiritual discipline. The book combines meditations, affirmations, movement, prayer, nutrition guidance, and rites of passage into a structured healing path. Its purpose is both practical and symbolic, to help women restore health, reclaim self-worth, and build a more conscious relationship with their bodies and communities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, womb wellness as the center of feminine healing. A defining idea in Sacred Woman is that the womb is not only a reproductive organ, but also a center of memory, creativity, intuition, and power. Queen Afua uses this framework to reorient women's health away from a narrow focus on symptoms and toward the deeper conditions that shape emotional and physical well-being. This approach matters because it treats womb care as a whole life practice, linking reproductive health with self-respect, stress, trauma recovery, and lifestyle choices. The book does not present healing as passive or purely clinical. It asks readers to become active participants in restoring balance. That is why womb wellness functions as the book's organizing principle. It gives meaning to the nutritional, spiritual, and communal practices that follow. For readers, the significance is not only in learning how to care for the body, but in understanding why the body is described as a sacred site that deserves attention, discipline, and reverence. This makes the book distinct within wellness literature because it connects physical health to identity and purpose. Secondly, a healing system built on food, herbs, and daily bodily discipline. The book's practical side is grounded in plant-based healing, nutritional change, and bodily self-care. Queen Afua presents food as a formative influence on health rather than a neutral preference, arguing that what women eat affects energy, balance, and long-term wellness. In this model, diet is not isolated from spirit or emotion. It is part of a larger healing environment. The book also emphasizes routines such as cleansing practices, sacred movement, and regular self-maintenance, which turn wellness into a consistent discipline instead of an occasional intervention. This is important because the book is not merely inspirational. It provides a framework for behavior change. Its strength lies in translating spiritual ideals into daily habits that can be practiced and repeated. Readers looking for highly medicalized advice may not find detailed clinical protocols here, but they will find a coherent holistic logic. The body is responsive to care, and care must be deliberate. The result is a wellness approach that is structured, preventive, and tied to lived practice rather than abstract belief. Thirdly, meditation, affirmations, and prayer as tools for reshaping inner life. Sacred Woman gives substantial attention to language and consciousness, treating words, prayers, and affirmations as instruments of healing. Queen Afua's method assumes that internal life affects physical health and that repeated spiritual practice can alter how a woman experiences herself. This is not presented as simple positive thinking. Instead, it is part of a disciplined process for spiritualizing the mind and creating a healthier relationship between thought, feeling, and action. The book's use of meditation and prayer also broadens healing beyond symptom relief, making space for grief, fear, self-judgment, and emotional exhaustion. That broader scope is one reason the book resonates with readers who want wellness to include spiritual repair. The emphasis on spoken word matters because it connects healing to self-expression, suggesting that what a woman repeatedly says about herself can reinforce either harm or restoration. In this sense, the book's inner work is both psychological and ritualistic. It offers practices that are accessible, but it also assumes that transformation requires repetition, intention, and spiritual focus. Fourthly, Kemetic spirituality and ancestral tradition as a framework for self-reclamation. Another major dimension of the book is its grounding in Kemetic and African diasporic spiritual traditions. Queen Afua uses this inheritance to position healing as a form of cultural remembrance, not just personal self-improvement. The result is a book that links women's wellness to ancestry, identity, and historical continuity. This framework helps explain why the book stresses temple teachings, rites of passage, and sacred practice. These are not decorative additions, but ways of restoring a sense of belonging to older spiritual knowledge. For many readers, this offers a compelling alternative to wellness models that ignore cultural history. At the same time, the book's rootedness in a particular spiritual worldview means it is most persuasive to readers open to that tradition. Its value lies in how seriously it treats ancestral wisdom as a living resource rather than a symbolic reference. In the broader context of self-help literature, this gives Sacred Woman a distinctive cultural and spiritual depth. Healing becomes an act of remembering where one comes from and using that memory to build a more coherent future. Lastly, collective healing through circles, rituals, and rites of passage. Sacred Woman is not written as a solitary self-help manual. It repeatedly emphasizes communal healing through circles, shared rituals, and structured group practice. This is a meaningful distinction because Queen Afua treats transformation as something strengthened by accountability and mutual witnessing. Healing circles, in this view, help women sustain spiritual and emotional work that might be difficult to maintain alone. The book also places importance on rites of passage, which give shape to personal growth by marking transition, maturity, and renewal. These rituals are significant because they frame change as intentional and socially recognized, rather than private or accidental. The group dimension also reflects the book's larger ethical vision. Individual wellness is linked to family, community, and future generations. That makes the book as much about relational responsibility as about personal health. Readers may find this especially useful if they are interested in spiritual communities or group-based healing models. The book stands out because it treats support networks, ceremony, and repetition as essential infrastructure for lasting change, not as optional additions to individual effort. In conclusion, Sacred Woman is best suited for readers who want wellness writing that reaches beyond diet advice or generic self-help, and instead combines spiritual practice, cultural memory, and embodied healing. It will be especially meaningful for women interested in womb health, African diasporic spirituality, plant-based living, and ritual-based self-care. Readers who value a structured, practice-oriented approach will find useful material in its meditations, affirmations, movement guidance, and communal healing framework. Those looking for strictly biomedical advice may find its worldview unfamiliar, but the book is not trying to replace medicine. It is presenting a broader philosophy of restoration and self-responsibility. What makes it stand out in its category is the way it joins personal healing to ancestry, ceremony, and collective accountability. Many wellness books focus on the individual as an isolated project. Queen Afua instead frames healing as relational, sacred, and generational. That distinction gives the book lasting relevance for readers seeking a more culturally rooted and spiritually integrated model of feminine well-being. If you would like to support Queen Afua, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.